Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori. And my guest is Catherine Martin, the Minister for Tourism in Ireland, also culture, art, sport, music, and is it Gaeltacht?
The Gaeltacht, yeah, and media.
And media, my goodness, you have a lot of responsibilities.
It's a busy brief, but actually it makes a lot of sense. All of those are very much connected. So, for example, the sport, for sport to work, sport's really important for tourism, and the arts and culture too have that element too.
Well, welcome to Whistling Straits. Welcome here to the Ryder Cup, and I understand this is your first major in-person series of promotional events, you know, after the pandemic.
Yes, I'm over here with launching Tourism Ireland's Green Button campaign. So we're encouraging visitors from the US to press the green button and choose Ireland as a destination. We're open for tourism again, but it's absolutely fantastic to be here in Whistling Straits and cheering on the European team, and of course with an Irish person, Pádraig Harrington, as captain, and Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy. Loving watching them and supporting them.
You know, golf is such a big deal in Ireland, and Americans love to go to Ireland to play golf, and I've been going for many, many, many years. How does golf fit into Ireland's 2022 plans and beyond?
Well, golf is huge. Golf tourism is massive worldwide, and you know, I suppose Ireland is like a golfer's paradise. We have one third of the world's golf links, and recently in golf world ranking, five Irish courses made the top 10. So it's absolutely huge. And I think in 2019, I suppose at the peak of tourism before COVID, we had I think close to 70,000 visitors from the US were there for golf, and why not? You know, on our island we have over 450 golf courses, so it's hard to avoid golf. I come from a family of golfers. My children are very envious that I'm here today and watching it closely on the screen at home.
So the importance of the US market for tourism in Ireland, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, the U.S. market, well, I think our two countries are inextricably linked. Anyhow, it goes without saying that close bond. So we're really looking forward to seeing visitors from the States to come over. But again, pre-COVID in 2019, we had 1.7 million U.S. visitors came to Ireland. And the revenue that generated was $1.9 billion. So you can see how important it is. American visitors, when they come to Ireland, they do it right. And I think maybe that's because they keep coming back. They know what to do. They would, on average, stay at least 8 nights. And what's really interesting about the U.S. visitor, and this is where I think they're doing it right, they move out of the urban centres. So they explore the cities, but then they move into the regions. And that's where, like, our real unique beauty and landscape is to be found. That's why we love having them, because they spread out throughout the island.
They appreciate everything that Ireland has to offer, obviously. And to my favorite parts, I mean, you know, I'd like to recommend, if you're going to, you know, the Southwest, kind of focus there for a few days and you know, play golf and stay in some of the gorgeous manors or castles. Then maybe go to the Dublin area. There's so much to see. Go up north. Go to the Donegal area. I mean, you know, you can go for weeks and still not see everything.
Yeah, no, there's so much on offer. As I said, it's that unique and breathtaking scenery. It's our food that is, and we've wonderful food trails there. We're known for our warm welcome, which we call, you know, the Cead Míle Fáilte. There is the greenways for cycling, you know, along Mayo, along the coastline, and down at Waterford, along the canal in Dublin too. We have our blueways and waterways. So for walking, for boating in the hidden heartlands, it's really spectacular. It's 9 counties that we're showcasing that hug the River Shannon. But again, for golfers to stay on theme for today, you know, if you were to work your way from the Royal Portrush, which of course this month has been announced we'll host the Open again, we look forward to that, over to Donegal, to Rosapenna, down to Sligo, Mayo, Mulrani, down Kerry and the Old Head in Kilsale, and of course Adair, where we'll be hosting the Ryder Cup in 2027. Absolutely magnificent old manor house set in 840 acres of beautiful Irish parkland, but the golf course, it's pristine, and it has the reputation, and rightly so, for its immaculate condition. It's Ryder Cup ready, you know, today to be played. But obviously we need up until 2027 to get everything in place.
They call Adair Manor the Augusta of Ireland, Augusta National of Ireland. It is just so beautiful, and it is so pristine, and it's so, you know, I can't speak highly enough about Ireland. I've gone many, many years. Tourism Ireland has been very involved with my television shows and my radio shows and promoting what they call hidden gems. But these hidden gems aren't hidden gems anymore. America knows about them.
Yeah, and that's because when they come on tour, they do it properly, and they have found the hidden gems, and they keep coming back for more. And rightly so. I think there's so much on offer. And as I said, we're so looking forward, and the clear messages: come to Ireland, press the green button, press go, and come back to us, and we can't wait to see you again.
You mentioned all the things that are going on in Ireland golf-wise. You have the 2027 Ryder Cup in Adair Manor. I just heard that Royal Portrush is going to get another major championship.
Yep, we're getting it in 2025. That was announced earlier this month, so really looking forward to that as well, to hosting that. And of course, next year in other sport, with the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. So it's a 5-game series over 5 years. And on August 27th, next year, 2022, in Dublin's Aviva Stadium, Northwestern will be taking on Nebraska to kickstart the college football season. And that is going to be fantastic. Again, when you're talking about tourism, we would expect at least 18,000 visitors from the States and fans to come over to that, 5,000 from Europe. There'll be 3 million live TV viewers from the USA as well. But the thing about that is, and you know from visiting Ireland, that's not a one-day spectacle for us. That's where Dublin will be alive and buzzing, and you'll hear the music, you'll get, you know, the laughter and fun, and the atmosphere will be electric for at least a week. So I highly recommend that as a sporting occasion too.
It's like the 19th hole, but for an extended period of time, right?
Yeah, we do the 19th hole in style.
So what? I know you just arrived here at Whistling Straits, but a lot of people say this course resembles an Irish Lynx course, and it seems like almost you're in Ireland, right? What are your initial thoughts here? What have you thought of the property and about the Ryder Cup being hosted here?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely loving it, and I've heard that, and I've heard it compared to European, and even one particular one, Ballybunion. They've talked about the comparison to here. Look, it's absolutely breathtaking. As I look around here, as I'm chatting to you, it's just stunning. What an amazing setting for this wonderful spectacle that is the Ryder Cup that we all love so much. And you know, I'm here enjoying it, but also looking at the opportunities for us as we prepare for the Ryder Cup in 2027 in Adair.
And Catherine, what is it about the Irish, about sport? They love their sport, but in golf, Padraig Harrington, Darren Clark, Rory McIlroy, Sean Lowry, who won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush, then Leona Maguire, who went undefeated in her Solheim Cup matches, her debut. Here in our country, Europe won 15.
Passion and commitment, and we certainly have that in our golfers. But as I said, you know, with 450 golf courses on our island, and you know, it's hard to avoid golf, you know, so every family has an interest or are playing golf. As I said, my three young children are at it from the knee high, and it's not an elite sport, it's open to everyone, and they're brought up in it. And I think what's really important, you mentioned Leona Maguire there, because I feel it as a woman in politics, but women in sport, it's really important. So what Leona Maguire did, there is that phrase, young women can't aim to be what they cannot see. Well, Leona Maguire did it in style at the Solheim, didn't she? And it was, you know, it was heartening to hear Rory McIlroy and Shane talk about her and the inspiration she is for the European team this week, you know, and that's really important too. So it's thriving, and you know, for the Ryder Cup, I think we really get the team spirit, and we, you know, for an individual sport, but that's what's really quirky about the Ryder Cup, isn't it? You have these like professional golfers who are used to being individuals, and they come together, and suddenly for a weekend it's about team play, and the Irish spirit is about team play, and I think that's what the European team do well too.
I was talking to several Irish golf writers here this week, and we were talking about women in sports, you know, whether they're athletes or in the media, and the Irish said that, you know, Ireland is really pushing women now. There's a campaign to really push women in sports media and to pay more attention to, you know, women athletes.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And as a minister of responsibility for sport, that is something I'm I took the privilege of becoming minister, being appointed at the end of last June 2020. And one of the key issues for me was to tackle that equality in sport and to bring prominence and encourage young girls to get involved as well. Because unfortunately, it seems to happen in the teenage years that teenage girls fall away from involvement in sport. So we are doing our part as a government to encourage and support participation. And that's why the heroes like Katie Taylor in boxing and Leona Maguire in golf are really important for young girls to see, and it's inspirational.
So I see there's a green button there. My radio audience can't see that, but talk a little bit about the campaign and the name of the campaign.
Yeah, so it's here launching in my visit here to the US, the Tourism Ireland's green button campaign. So the message is press the green button. We were saying to everyone in the US, press the green button, come to Ireland. We're open for tourism, and we can't wait to see you again. It'll be a multimedia campaign. It'll launch on September 27th. So you see it right across various media, and we would expect millions of US to see it in the coming weeks. So book your holiday. And actually, it can't be even at the moment. It's so affordable. I heard yesterday that Chicago round trip to Dublin, so a direct flight, $359. So good value, and we're open, because by October 22nd we're in a very positive phase. I would say to everyone who's thinking of travelling, we're actually at 90% of our adult population is fully vaccinated, so it's a safe place to visit as well, and we're very proud of that. We're number one in the EU, so I think that is also, when you're talking about confidence in travelling, we're a safe place to visit. Our music is back, you can hear traditional Irish music again. Our festivals that we're famous for, our arts and culture, so open and waiting to welcome you.
How about your golf game? Do you have time to play with all your responsibilities? Can you get out on the links yourself?
Well, unfortunately, I'm an avid fan, and I haven't had time to take it up. I purchased a set of golf clubs last month because I'm such a fan that when I love it so much that when I'm on my holidays with my family, I actually walk the courses with them because I enjoy it so much. So I've decided, right, that's it. I'm signing up, and I'm going to get my lessons and join the family, and I look forward to it.
Well, continued success, and we can't wait to get back to the Emerald Isle.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much. Catherine Martin, Minister for Tourism.